A lot of kings of the hill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner pays a visit to Capitol Hill today, trying to woo members of Congress with the Obama administration's financial regulation overhaul. Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Transportation Committee will release plans today to remake the U.S. transportation system. But Jim Oberstar's ambitions are slamming into economic reality. A fight is brewing between the congressman and the Obama administration over a big highway bill. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The bad economy and high gas prices have meant Americans are driving less. That means the feds are hauling in less revenue from the federal gas tax, so much less the Highway Trust Fund will go broke this August. Congressman Oberstar wants to use this crisis to force Congress to make tough choices about how to fund transportation, possibly hiking the gas tax or creating a new system that uses GPS technology to tax Americans based on how much they actually drive. The Minnesota Democrat wants to spend billions more for public transit and $50 billion in the next 6 years on high-speed rail. But the Obama administration's leery of a vote that hikes taxes before next year's midterm elections, so it's offering a plan to temporarily patch the highway funding pothole and push off any big decisions for at least 18 months. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 lost a point overall, and the Dow was down slightly as well. The Nasdaq managed a 0.5% gain. Over in Europe, shares are down. Asian markets closed mostly lower, but the Chinese benchmark added about 1.5%. The World Bank raised China's GDP forecast today. You may have heard the term target date fund being thrown around in the investment lexicon. It's a type of 401k account where things get a little more conservative the closer you get to your particular retirement date. Conservative as in safer. But some of those safer nest eggs still lost much of their value when the economy tanked. And today, federal regulators are holding a hearing in Washington to find out why. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
When a Senate committee looked at target funds for those retiring in 2010, it found widely varying exposure to stocks. Mercer Bullard heads the advocacy group Fund Democracy. He says investors are being misled.
If you call something a 2010 fund and create an expectation it's not going to have more than about 50% in stocks, that's just wrong, and you need to prohibit that from happening.
Vanguard, on the other hand, argues that retirement investors who don't go with target funds actually make riskier choices. And Vanguard's John Amricks says whenever stocks fall as much as they did, some losses, even in these funds, are unavoidable.
I think it's a leap, a very big leap, to assume that that means there would be no risk. Everything that's said about target date funds emphasizes they're not guaranteed.
Amricks insists target funds remain a fair and simple option for investors who need help diversifying, but Bullard complains there are no rules to limit how risky these funds can actually be.
Which resulted in the defrauding of a lot of investors whose lives have been substantially changed and in some cases ruined.
Federal regulators say they're looking into whether more needs to be done to better align the makeup of these funds with the expectations of investors. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
If you thought car companies were only going bankrupt these days, you might want to check out Monroe, Louisiana. That's where a new plant that'll employ 1,400 workers is supposed to roll out fuel-efficient cars within the next year and a half. State officials made the announcement yesterday that V Vehicles will take over a vacant plant in northern Louisiana with the help of $67 million in state incentives and hundreds of millions of dollars in loans from the federal government. The founder of the startup is a former Oracle exec, Frank Verrazano. Oil-turned-wind energy businessman T. Boone Pickens is an investor.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
Here we are at vacation time. The first day of summer is this Sunday. And yet, by some estimates, 30 million American workers aren't given any paid vacation leave by their employer. Congress is looking at legislation that would change that. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
In the House of Representatives, Democrat Alan Grayson represents Orlando, Florida, home to theme parks and other holiday destinations.
Listen, anybody who lives in Orlando understands that vacationing people are happy people. They're all around us.
Grayson is the sponsor of the Paid Vacation Act. Under his proposal, companies with more than 100 workers would have to give everyone they've employed for more than a year a week's paid vacation. Grayson says time off is good for business.
Study after study has shown that people who go on vacations end up being healthier and more productive when they get back from the vacation. And we need a workforce that is paying attention, motivated, and part of that is to have a workforce that doesn't always feel tired.
Companies aren't convinced. Keith Smith with the National Association of Manufacturers says his members support and provide paid leave, but he says this is the wrong economy for another government mandate.
Additional burdens and costs, especially at a time like we're currently undergoing, where manufacturers are struggling to retain and create jobs, that is not the best time to burden manufacturers with yet another cost of government compliance.
Employers may be feeling a little overwhelmed by a flurry of bills in Congress mandating paid leave for workers, not just for vacations, but also for family emergencies and illness. At a hearing last week on the various proposals, Deborah Ness of the National Partnership for Women and Families said nearly half of all private sector workers don't get any paid sick days.
The Healthy Families Act would help us significantly reduce the spread of pandemic or seasonal flu by enabling workers to comply with public health advice if they or their family members show sign of illness.
But Georgia Republican Representative Tom Price worries that the cost of providing government-mandated benefits will be passed on to workers through reduced wages and fewer jobs.
At the very moment when Americans are worried about losing their job, this proposal undercuts job creation through higher employer costs.
So far, none of the bills have moved beyond the talking stage. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Hope you can join us at our website where you can share your thoughts in the scratch pad and our online host and blogger Scott Jagow inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.